Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Welcome, everyone, to the Right versus Left game show. Today's contestants, current leader of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre.
Not taking my gunch.
Right-wing talk show host, Laura Ingraham.
Happy that anyone would still have me on their show. Also, Parkland students are stupid.
Moving on. And representing the other side, left-wing activist and filmmaker, Michael Moore.
Move over, Limbaugh. Well, I'm the best thing to hit Broadway.
And former Democratic presidential candidate and senator of Vermont, Bernie Sanders.
I am still extremely old.
Players, welcome. First question is for Laura Ingraham, and it's a right question.
That's perfect for me.
Laura, what is the neo-impressionist painting technique that uses tiny dots of colors which become blended to form an image?
What?
The painting technique that uses dots to form an image. What is it?
I have no idea.
Oh, the correct answer was, of course, pointillism. Next question is a left one for Michael Moore.
Ready?
In your own words, define the geological principle of lateral continuity.
I have no idea.
It's simply that layers of sediment initially extend laterally in all directions, and as a result, rocks that are now separated by an erosional feature can be assumed to be originally continuous.
Uh-huh. I thought this show was going to be about right and left wing questions, not right and left brain questions.
Well, you're an idiot. Next question. Wayne LaPierre, create a haiku poem about the beauty of life.
Okay, I can do this. Life is beautiful when you look at it around. Guns!
Oh, so close. You almost had the 575 structure. Next question is for you, Bernie Sanders.
Okay, let's do this.
One team of construction workers can complete a job in 9 days, and the second team can complete the same job in 7 days. The first team worked for 3 days, and then the second team joined in. In how many days was the job completed?
That is a trick question. They never completed it because they became too tired, working too many hours for not enough pay.
Oh, that's correct. And that sound means it's the end of the show, and with the only correct answer, Bernie Sanders wins. But just like the 2016 presidential election, winners don't actually get to win. This has been the Right versus Left game show. Join us next week when our contestants will be J.K. Rowling, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Danny Elfman, and Bill Nye as we discuss the ramifications of the two-party political system and its effects on the economy. Good night.
Man on the street.
Bed Bath & Beyond is having serious business problems and its stock is tanking. The Final Edition asks the man on the street. What do you think?
I think we should just be beds, bath, and the rest of the house.
Now which stores am I going to sneak into and sleep on their display mattresses?
I'm looking for a bathtub that's about 25 feet by 15 feet.
That's beyond our specifications.
Well, how else am I supposed to bathe my bed?
Well, you know, Amazon doesn't give me judgy looks when I buy 5 vibrating toothbrushes and say I'm going to return the ones that aren't strong enough.
You think that's bad? I just got back from a Peer Chapter 11.
They shouldn't have given out so many coupons.
Once a week for 10 years, I've gotten a Bed Bath Beyond flyer in the mail. It wasn't helping you. It definitely wasn't helping me!
How much does it cost to send? 45 cents?
I'm glad you're dying!
Mr. Zuckerberg, thank you for coming to Congress today.
I'm happy to be here, Senator.
Are you feeling okay? Your face looks a little bit pale.
I apologize for that, Senator. This is my natural skin tone.
No need to apologize.
While most people clean up nice, I do not. My extraordinarily white face does not contrast well with this very white dress shirt.
Do you need an extra water bottle, Mr. Zuckerberg? And how's that pillow you're sitting on? Soft enough?
Plenty soft, Senator. And no need to bring me an extra water, but I appreciate the offer. Thank you.
Your face is turning a greenish color, Mr. Zuckerberg. Are you sure you're okay?
I made the mistake of eating the split pea soup in your cafeteria earlier, Senator. And in hindsight, I regret not going with the chicken noodle option. I'm sorry for that.
Would you like to adjourn for a few minutes, perhaps to use the bathroom?
No thank you, Senator.
Mr. Zuckerberg, let me start by asking you this. Is it true that when I log off of Facebook, you continue to save my browsing information?
Senator, I want to answer you accurately, and in order to do so, I am going to answer you ambiguously. I do not know the answer to that question.
Mr. Zuckerberg, your face is now even greener.
My stomach is very knotted. I apologize.
You apology?
I apologize. I'm sorry for saying apology.
No need to apologize for saying apology, Mr. Zuckerberg. Mr. Zuckerberg, does Facebook have any real competitors?
Well, Senator, Facebook indeed does have competitors. Actually, it has three types of competitors. The first being...
Are you okay, sir?
I've created a monster!
Would you like a bucket, Mr. Zuckerberg?
No, sorry, Senator. I should be okay now.
You're sure?
I will have my team clean up all of this. I'm sorry. Please, Senators, continue the questions.
Okay, then. How many Facebook friends do you have, sir?
As of 2 hours ago, I had approximately 53,300,000 and... Everybody hates me!
Get him a bucket!
I don't need a bucket.
You need a bucket. And a towel.
I apologize for puking! I will fix this. Keep asking questions!
Are you proud of your life's accomplishments, Mr. Zuckerberg?
Yes!
Why?
This is all those stupid twins' fault!
I say we recess for the day. Somebody get Mr. Zuckerberg to a doctor.
I'm sorry. Can I take this suit off and get back into my hoodie now, Senators?
No!
Welcome to Is That Gluten Free? The only game show that asks our contestants if certain foods are gluten free. Now let's meet our players!
This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. If this was an actual emergency, this tone would have been followed by emergency information and instruction. This is only a test. We now return you to regular programming.
First question: this loaf of sourdough bread, is that gluten free? Melissa, go!
I'm going to say it is gluten-free.
Oh, I'm sorry, but considering it's an actual loaf of bread...
This is a message from the Emergency Broadcasting System. There has been information of an imminent nuclear strike against this country. The current threat level is critical. Civilians are advised to stay in their homes. Is what we would have said if this was an actual emergency. But this is only a test. Now back to your regular programming.
Tom, that is correct. A tennis shoe is gluten-free. 1 trillion points are yours. Next question.
This is an emergency message from the EBS, which is an acronym for the Emergency Broadcasting System, which is us, the Emergency Broadcasting System, but we sometimes call ourselves EBS because it's shorter than saying our full title, which again is the Emergency Broadcasting System. That is all.
Lightning round. We'll give you a list of items and you tell us which have gluten and which don't. Here we go.
This is a message from EBS. We realize that in our last message, we didn't actually tell you if it was a test or not. It was only a test. As is this. Only a test.
Ray-Ban sunglasses. That old Universal TV remote you don't actually use. Everything bagels.
This is a message from EBS. This report, right here, is a real, actual, no joke, emergency test. Only a test.
A VHS copy of Lion King 1.5, buttered croissants, Luminati's deep dish pizza sans crust, a stop sign made only from crust.
This is an actual emergency. JK, we're fucking with you.
Glue sticks, gluttony. Glue exercises, glucose, Glenn Close.
This is a message from the Emergency Broadcasting System. We are playing this alert because this is an actual emergency. Seriously this time, like for real. Holy shit, there's bad stuff happening and we aren't really sure what to do. We have this nerve-wracking emergency tone, but never thought we'd ever have to actually use it. But now that we are, we're completely lost. Someone please help us! We're all gonna die! This is the end!
Is today's winner! Thank you for tuning in to Is That Gluten Free, where the real winner is bread. Good night!
And now it's time for another weed tip from John Boehner.
Let's talk bowls, people. When John Boehner goes bowling, he has three rules. Rule number one, make sure to look for a carb. This is a tiny hole you should cover when sparking up. Not covering the carb may result in you looking like a real weed noob, so be sure to cover that shit. Rule number two, don't suck too hard on a fresh piece, as bits of weed can pull through, turning the back of your throat into a fiery ashtray. Don't want that. Might make you talk like me. And rule three, give your new piece a name. I call mine John Boehner. Happy token, y'all.
Reefers.
This has been a weed tip from former marijuana opponent and current board member of a top cannabis firm, John Boehner.
Recently, a male author criticized the hashtag Own Voices movement, which pushes for diverse characters written by authors from that same diverse group, by claiming that he can write believable female characters all by his man self. Responding to the booby curves and lip-filled self-descriptions of the female characters in his work, author Whitney Reynolds challenged other women on Twitter to describe themselves as a male writer would. Responding to that response is our own responsive and vagina-clad writer, Samantha Jane Gerwitz, who shall now attempt to write and perform female characters as male comedy writers would write them.
Hey, it's me, your mom. I don't mean to be a pushover. It's just that the only thing I love more than you boys is pushing your narrative forward. Also, I fed you from my very own breasts when you were a baby.
Hi there, it's me. I'm your girlfriend. I'm cute and unthreatening, and my boobs are just big enough, but not like too big, just like a handful, you know? I love you so much, unless you're being a jerk, and then I'm like so mad at you.
I'm a scientist, but every time I try to pour these beakers of sensitive chemicals into each other, my giant knockers get in the way. No cure for cancer today, I guess.
Good evening. I'm your anchor, Sandra Ladypants, and tonight's top story, my breasts. Too perky or just perky enough? Here with an editorial is my co-anchor, Ronald Manman. Ron?
I'm top-ranked in my espionage academy and have seduced leaders into giving me the biggest secrets in the world using only my amazing breasts. But my one weakness is a man with a sense of humor. Isn't it, Mr. Bozo? I'm just a simple country girl with simple country boobs. Would you like to have a pint and maybe 20-odd babies with me?
I'm an astronaut.
and I've worked very hard to get into NASA so that I could experience the vastness of space and see how my memories float in zero-G.
I am bride, mail order, mail's order, and then they get me as bride. Get it? That was a pun. And also, I have amazing breasts. If you teach me how to speak the King's English, I'll teach you how to touch me knuckles right bloody off.
I'm just a nice southern gal, looking for a good man and a good time. I'm the one they modeled all those Big Johnston shirts after in the 90s, wink, wink.
I'm her mama, and if you touch them giant boobs, I'm gonna rip your willy clean off.
I'm just your average manic, but like actually manic pixie dream girl is on a ton of meth, so much meth. Oh my god, burn the rat people, burn them all. Also, my tits are on fire. Hey guys.
Yeah, Sam, what is it?
My boobs are getting really tired. Can we like end this bit now?
Oh, sure. That was female sketch characters as written by male comedy writers, but actually a woman wrote it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good evening. I'm Tiffany Trump, and welcome to my new book club, where today I'm discussing Dark and Stormy Nights.
Cut! Wait, I thought we were sitting down to discuss Daddy's recent mishaps and then making up reasons why everyone should trust him?
Oh, hello, Ivanka. I haven't seen you around lately. In hiding?
Seriously? I've been raising my children. You know that.
Oh, all four of them?
Don't start on Jared.
How's he doing on his security clearances? Is he still restricted to the White House men's room?
Okay, if we're gonna talk trash, then let's just talk about your book club. Where you're reviewing a movie, by the way.
I had to do something. It's hard to do a show starring the Trump sisters if one of them is nowhere to be found.
But a book club of one?
It's growing.
Like your nose. What do you know about books? I don't think you've read a book since first grade.
You'd be surprised.
Yes, I'm sure I would. Remind me, the wheels on the bus go what? Round and round?
Not if it's a White House bus driven by your husband. The wheels aren't even on that bus anymore.
You're not funny.
You're not funny.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it!
What do you even know about Dark and Stormy Night?
According to Yahoo Answers, in the 1930s, the family of old Cenis Cavender gathered for the reading of his will, find themselves being murdered by a mysterious phantom while two rival reporters compete for the story.
Sounds familiar. Is Brian Williams one of the reporters?
No, but James Comey is no doubt the mysterious phantom.
Okay, let's get serious. Enough about your ridiculous book club. There's so much going on in the news that we need to discuss.
Ugh, the news is so boring.
There are the big stories, of course. Bombing of Syria.
Bored.
Mueller's investigation into collusion and obstruction.
Bored.
The Paul Manafort debacle.
Really bored.
Stormy Daniels.
So 2 weeks ago.
Playboy playmate Karen McDougal.
Oh, yawn.
Pee-wee Herman.
Wait, what?
What?
Pee-wee Herman and Daddy?
Has the story not broken yet?
No.
Shoot. It's tough not being in the loop anymore. So, what happens at the end of the book?
It's a movie! And I don't know. I haven't seen it.
What are you waiting for? The book?
I haven't read a book since grade school. Pee-wee Herman, are you sure?
It's a fetish, obviously. Pee-wee. Mm-hmm. But he's the president, for God's sake, and he can do whatever he wants now.
God help us all. It was a dark and stormy night before the Pee-wee story. What happens when this story sees the light of day?
It never will see the light of day. He'll get Michael Cohen on it.
Oh, geez. You are out of the loop. I think we better sign off for the night until we can get you caught up, girl.
What? We've been recording? I thought we cut. I made it very clear that we cut.
No, you cut. I didn't cut. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Ivanka.
And we're the Trump sisters.
Okay, well, we made it into the air. I know I didn't say anything before, but I'm actually pretty afraid of flying.
I thought you seemed a little tense. But don't worry, flying is so safe. There's nothing to be scared about.
Oh my god, what was that?
this is your captain speaking. Sorry about that turbulence there. We hit a patch of particularly bumpy clouds, but we pulled through and should be reaching our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet momentarily.
What? Bumpy clouds? Okay, that's not a thing. Does this pilot know what he's doing?
It's okay. Calm down. Planes run over bumpy clouds all the time. It's normal.
Okay, well, if you say so. Whoa! Whoa, that was worse than the last time!
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to apologize to everyone for that discomfort. I dozed off for a second there and drifted onto the shoulder burn, but we're back on track and should make it to Denver, about 45 minutes ahead of schedule. Just sit back and relax, and we'll try to keep it smooth the rest of the way.
Oh, come on!
Everything's fine! Yes, okay, it's not great that the pilot nodded off, but flying is really exhausting, and that's why the shoulder burn is there. It worked, didn't it? You know, he woke up, and we didn't collide with the guardrail, so this is all regular flying stuff.
Guardrail? Shoulder burn? We're in the sky, right? Again?
This is your captain speaking. Wouldn't you know it, a giant gorilla managed to grab the plane for a second there. But we shook free and are back on track.
A gorilla? A gorilla!
It's fine. Sometimes gorillas grab airplanes. They don't know any better. They're just animals.
What? Oh my god!
This is your Captain Sprackensing. I would like to apologize for the bumpy shakings. We ran over a bald eagle, but it is kaput now, and we can move on to Denver. Hello, Nobelalis!
Why does he have a German accent now?
Pilots become German sometimes. I just think it's an ozone thing. Like, trust me, I fly, like, 2 or 3 times a year.
This is your captain speaking. Turned German there for a second, didn't I? Also, sorry about that last patch of turbulence. The plane saw a ghost.
No! That is too much!
This is all perfectly normal.
This is not normal! Ghosts? Giant gorillas? Germans? None of these things actually exist! Even Germans!
This is your captain speaking. Passengers on the left side of the plane, if you look out your windows, you can see my nephew's house. He writes fan fiction professionally and is a huge disappointment to our family. Well, seems like the gremlin on the side of the plane actually pulled out something important that time. We're gonna make an unscheduled emergency landing. But the good news is, none of you have to go to Denver.
Look, this is all just a part of flying.
No, it is not!
Damn it! Would you stop interrupting me? I've just been trying to tell you, this is all just a part of flying Spirit Airlines.
That's right, Spirit Airlines. We are hot garbage, and you should not fly with us. Seriously, we charge you for the peanuts. That one's not a joke. We charge for the fucking peanuts. So the next time you're planning a trip, even we do not recommend that you choose Spirit, official airline of Go Fuck Yourself.
Hey, look at all the coins just sitting there right in the mall fountain. I'm going to grab a handful and go buy a cookie.
But people throw those coins into the fountain so they could make wishes.
Right you are, little Jenna.
What? Who are you?
I'm what you call an omniscient narrator. Did you know that if you take a coin out of a fountain, you nullify somebody's wish? So, Timmy, let's see what wishes you killed with those coins. This one is from a little girl who just wanted a pony.
Nobody really gets ponies.
I wanted a pony.
Well, you can forget that. This one is a boy who just wanted his mommy and daddy to stay together. And this one, well, let's take a closer look at the real-life consequences of wish nullification.
Doctor, we're so grateful they finally found an organ donor for my little Pablo. Now he can have that operation and live.
I'm afraid something has come up. The organ donation is no longer available. It seems some boy named Timmy wanted a cookie.
Mama, I go to school with that kid. He's an asshole.
I'm not an asshole. I just wanted a cookie.
Gee, so wishes can come true, huh, mister?
Not with assholes like Timmy around. Here's a quarter, Jenna. I think you know what to do.
I wish that Timmy would turn into a bug so I could squash him.
What kind of...
Help me! Help me!
Well, Jenna, you have 1/4 left, and little Pablo still needs an organ donor.
I wish for a pony.
Remember, kids, wishes can come true. And if they don't, it's because of some asshole. Come along, Jenna. I'm buying you a cookie.
This week on Ghost Hunters.
We're here at the apartment of Miss Sarah Hazlitt. This location has been the site of some intense and terrifying paranormal occurrences, and the client wants us to see if we can document anything as proof.
We're going to see if we can record any evidence of this creature's haunting presence and even more haunting absence.
It all began when I met Ben in a bar that was built on an old graveyard. Or at least he said his name was Ben. He was sort of a shiny gray, and I could see right through him. But he definitely had a human face. We had a great conversation. He bought me a drink, and he asked for my number.
And then what happened?
I went back to the bar a week later, and I saw him again. Then he began haunting my apartment, and when I was laying in bed, I could feel his weight on my chest. It was pretty hot.
Did he leave any physical evidence of his presence?
Yeah, he would move chairs around, sometimes toss books off the shelves. He also left a toothbrush.
Oh, man.
And he would text me. My phone would light up and I would go cold, and I just knew it was a message from him saying, I'm here, or I'm running late, I'll be by later, keep that booty warm, XOXO.
Wow, that is an intense experience.
But then suddenly...
Then what, Sarah? It's okay.
After a few weeks, he just disappeared.
God, that's so terrifying. Not even another text message.
No, nothing. Not a cold chill running down my back or a weird creaky sound. Just nothing.
I am so sorry, Sarah. It seems you may have been ghosted.
It's like I thought you wanted to haunt me, you know? I mean, you started it, you possessed me, and then texted me, you know? And then you just disappear? Or did you cross over? I mean, what?
Wow, that's intense.
All right, well, let's see if we can get a reading. I've got something on the EMF.
Oh man, that was loud. There's definitely something here.
Do you hear that?
Is that footsteps?
It sounds like they're going down the hall over there. Let's check it out.
There's something cold in the air, but it feels like...
It's running away.
Ben, is that you? You can talk to us.
It's gone.
So, Sarah, we've reviewed the tapes, and we got something really interesting to show you.
Here's your kitchen last night, and there you are, clearly getting water, and you can see the shape... of a man behind you.
That's him. I would know that gray shape anywhere. But what's he doing?
He's avoiding you.
Yeah, after looking at the EMF readings and comparing to my vast knowledge of paranormal events, it seems you were haunted by a level 1 FB poltergeist.
FB?
Fuckboy.
Sarah, I'm so sorry. You were definitely ghosted.
Motherfucker!
Next time on Ghost Hunters, we investigate the gruesome and infamous cuck hauntings.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Samantha Gerwitz, Barry Lank, Sean Ari Leher, James Mount, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Candice Martellaro, Antu Shell, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The Final Edition Radio Hour is written by Kit Lively, Samantha Gerwitz, Candice Martellaro, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Tony Hindra, Rob Gordon, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Kreisler. West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond.
Hi, this is Jeff Kreisler, one of the many co-executive producers of the Final Edition Radio Hour, with a few quick updates to our credits. Lots of people have passed through our doors and spit on our microphones, so let's just let you know that some additional writing and performing was done by Gene Augusto, and some performing has been done by Mike Bezaw. I'd also like to apologize, because it seems that all this time, I've been incorrectly pronouncing the J. It's supposed to be a regular J, like in Jane, not a Hispanic J, like in Jalapeno. So one of our great writers and performers is actually Keith Saltogenes, not Keith.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition Radio Hour, copyright 2014.